Yeah, the first question I want to ask is pretty much how did you get started with the Vine store?
And the answer is record store.
Mm-hmm.
Music. Grew up in a musical family. And there's music all around me my whole life.
Yeah.
As soon as I had the money to spend on anything, starting at maybe 7 years old when I got a little allowance, it went to 45 singles, and then once I started making more money, all of it went to records throughout my whole life. My first job was in a record store, but I was fired within a week because of disagreements, not seeing eye to eye with the manager. He thought the records I was putting on the turntable were too strange. I would say, well, why are you carrying them in your store then if you don't want them represented to the public, if you're ashamed of them? So anyway, I didn't last long there. Then I got another job in a record store. They let me order independent records and imports and things, but same problem but worse. He said, the music you're getting in here is too strange and we don't want you playing it in a store. You're going to scare our customers away. This is in a mall in Frederick. So I realized I'd better start my own shop where I don't have to answer to anybody. I can do exactly what I want. And I started one in Frederick, Maryland for 4 years called Megaphone Music, just like a megaphone. And decided that Baltimore was more the place for me. Mm-hmm. Frederick was wrong place, wrong time. Mm-hmm. It's probably even more wrong now, the last I've seen of Frederick. It's very gentrified. And it seems kind of bland, the scene there. Whereas Baltimore is quite the opposite. Really nice mixture of people. So I started it with this place 8 years ago with Ian Nagoski, who left us about 3 years ago. And Stuart Mostowski is still an owner, but he's always been kind of more of a silent partner. So I kind of like run this place by myself.
Yeah.
Well, that was long. but you got plenty to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
keep talking.